Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour for us on a Tuesday afternoon, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, is going to join us in about 20 minutes to talk some Georgia football. After that, just a fantastic win over Tennessee on Saturday. Get his thoughts on that. Week off this week, obviously, and then Alabama. We'll talk a bunch of different college football stories with BA, as we always do. We'll wrap things up with an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open. You can call in and ask us anything you want. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute as well.
Man, I just saw this, Andy, that Akon and his wife getting divorced after almost 30 years of marriage.
Wow. I wonder how come.
Says, she's had enough of their marriage, allegedly. Mm. This is what TMZ says. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've been together with y'all for 30 years. Go get a boyfriend.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
you ain't going nowhere.
30 is a long time.
You ain't going nowhere, and I ain't going nowhere.
I don't know what the point of no return is, but like 30 feels 30 like
30 years? Woman, you ain't going nowhere.
Well, and it's not
and
like,
I ain't going nowhere.
It's not like
go get your boyfriend.
They have high school kids or something.
I don't know.
They finally left the house, because sometimes people do that.
Yes,
you know, we'll stay together for the kids.
I understand, for the kids and all that. I get whatever. 30 years? Oh, no. We're going to work this high.
Yeah. You know too much. I know too much.
Yeah, dog. You ain't going.
Seen too much.
Let me tell you something, woman. You don't know. No, I won't sign them. How about that? Yeah. Come on, man.
It's too bad.
30 years? You can work through something.
No, I hate to
30
hear
years? It. You'd have been through everything, probably.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And again, like, you know, I know he's still successful in music and all that, but, like, that means 30 years. They made it through the peak.
Yes.
Like, he was making tons of music.
Yes.
You know?
Locked up.
Yeah,
won't let me out.
Akon and Young Jeezy.
Won't let me out.
You know?
Locked up. Hey, hell no. You 30 years? That's too damn long to be one person. You going to go about your business?
Right, because you don't get to reset the clock.
No. Like, give my 30 back.
I'm 30 years old.
Yeah, let
now.
Me go back to being 21 when we met.
At the youngest, you're 50.
Yeah.
Damn.
Let me go back to 25 then. All right. If you can get me back to, like, go see Dr. Marty them.
Exactly.
If you can get me back to 25
you
years.
You get the DeLorean over here. I'll sign on the
dotted line. Get me back in my prime.
But if I'm 55 still tomorrow, then we're still married.
Yeah,
forever.
Yeah, ain't going nowhere. No, 30 damn years. Man, please.
Yeah, 30's a long
That's
time.
That's a long damn time. Nah, we ain't going to. Yeah, Like, I don't need no. I don't need no marriage counseling. I don't need nothing. I just need this counseling, baby. Man, please.
30 years also seems to be how long Diego Pavia wants to stay in college. I don't know if you saw this or not, but the argument, I guess, for his eligibility is happening today.
Well, they're going to let him stay again?
They're 3-0, but he got an injunction for this season, and yeah, it sounds like that's what the lawyers are arguing for.
To play another year after this one?
Another year.
Damn.
Yeah, they're trying to waive the redshirt year. They already got all the junior college stuff not counted, and now they're trying to say the redshirt year shouldn't count either for whatever reason. I don't know. And
dude,
just based on the college football people that I follow on Twitter, they're like, his lawyers are making a pretty convincing case.
Dude, this dude is a star quarterback for Vanderbilt.
Yep.
That's located in Nashville.
Yep.
Hell yeah, I want to stay too.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And I'm probably making a couple mil.
Exactly.
And I probably won't be a high draft pick quarterback.
Probably not.
Yeah, let me stay.
Yeah, he's trying to maximize his earning potential.
Yes,
which is what
we always
talk about with college players or pro athletes or whatever. You get a window.
Yes.
You try to get all of it as much as you can.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if you got to argue against the NCAA to get a couple extra years,
ain't mad at,
you get a couple extra years.
Dude, I'm going to be there in Nashville wrecking up bridal trips.
Exactly.
Bridal
parties.
Bachelorette parties.
He seems like the type of guy who may have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He may have ended a couple marriages before they started.
Man, please.
Seems like he's out there having some fun. 20 years ago, pre-NIL, just being a star like that in a town like that's fun. Now, yeah, you're right. He's probably making a couple mil.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt hadn't been this relevant since I don't know when.
It's been a while.
Awesome win last weekend, and who knows? Who knows what this season could be? Yeah, he's a superstar.
I didn't realize that.
I didn't either. I was just kind of scrolling the app during the break, and I was like, oh, they're doing that today, huh? Oh, they're arguing for another year. All right.
What's going to happen after this year?
Another argument. Because that's the thing is, like, at a certain point, how long can you go?
Yeah, exactly.
How long can you keep coming up with little
rules and everything like that?
Little gray areas and stuff like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you're right, though. Who knows what his NFL prospects are? He's making more money at Vanderbilt probably than he's going to make there.
Probably.
So,
more likely.
Yeah, keep it rolling if you can. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
No! You know, obviously we got to go look at the tape. You know, it's a new year, new team, but, you know, they beat us last time. They make no mistake about it. They beat us last time with their quarterback and this head coach, you know, this defensive coordinator and all those guys and a lot of guys I got a lot of respect for and, like, look forward to playing them, and it's going to be a great game, and I can't wait to get out there and do it. We're going to go through our process like we always do, come up with our solutions, come up with ideas, go out there and try to execute it and try to get another win.
Raheem Morris talking about the Carolina Panthers, who the Falcons play on Sunday. And he's right. I mean, that's the first place my mind went when thinking about this game coming up this weekend is last time they played was one of the more frustrating games I remember watching. And again, there wasn't, you know, I think the playoffs were already out of the picture.
Right.
And maybe that's why they played like that. But to give up 44 points to Carolina Panthers in the last game of the season
And I'm talking about he made Bryce Young.
Yeah, Bryce did the Steph Curry turnaway.
Yes.
Before the touchdown was even caught. So I imagine that's fresh on the minds of some of these Falcons players, and hopefully it is, because the last thing you would ever want is for anybody to start feeling themselves too much off one win. It was a nice win over Minnesota. Stack them up. Stack wins like this. These are all, by the way, these are the wins you need, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, you need to beat everybody, but these are the teams that you're better than.
Yeah.
You need to go into Carolina and win this game. There's hard games down the road. You got to win this one.
I'll look at them. Obviously, you're happy that they just won this last game in Minnesota, but I look at them so much differently. Now, this is the NFL, and everything's a one-score game and always like that. Anything can happen. They should go beat them. You know, I do think they're better than them. You look at it, they were without two of their offensive linemen. Yep. They could barely run the football. Now, Bryce Young, he did have a pretty good game throwing the ball around. They got the young boy out of Arizona who can ball.
Yeah, Tet McMillan.
He is playing well for them. We talked about Leggett. Where, you know, there was some troubles going on, maybe running the wrong route sometimes, but, you know, he's still a first-round damn pick, Bunk. Defensively, Derrick Brown's still one of the best defenders, interior defensive guys in football. They got stud corners, you know. So, I mean, it ain't going to be like a cakewalk or anything, but, yeah, just the fact that you, like, coming off a great win – don't go to Charlotte and let all that go in. Again, I know this could be a fourth quarter game because it's the NFL. You're on the road. It's their home opener. I don't know how much juice is going to be in that building. But
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Hadn't been for a minute.
Yeah.
Because remember, it was a couple years ago, you could get tickets for like...
$8?
No, it was less.
Oh. I just took a guess at $8.
No, it was like... I don't remember. It was some crazy deal. Right. Like you could get... It was like 50 cents.
See, this is a ticket to a football game, an NFL football game.
Because it was the end of the year, and they were toast, and nobody was going, and
I'd rather – you go. You got to be a greedy somebody to charge 50 cents. Just let them in for free.
Just let them in, man.
Just let them in for free,
man. Yeah, that's a great point.
50 cents.
At a certain point.
We got to establish assigned seating somehow, right?
Oh, man.
I guess you can still go online and get tickets.
Hey, it's free and open seating.
Also, there's no
it's thousands general
people
admission
the
for the whole place.
Yeah, man, come on.
Yeah, that's what they should have done.
Come on, man. That's a greedy right there.
Yeah, but that's a good point too, though. It will be the home opener, but you could take the juice out of that building real fast. Yeah. It won't be anything like Minnesota.
No,
like, Minnesota was crazy loud, and it affected them early in the game. I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot of positives coming off of a win like that. The defense played the way they did. The run game got going. Love seeing the second tight end in the offense as often as we did.
And
hopefully,
you know,
we see more of that.
I'm always going to be partial. And I brought you along with me also. I think 12 personnel is the best personnel grouping in ball if you got the two tight ends that can run it, that you can run it with.
Yeah,
and you got one guy that can do everything that Charlie Warner does.
If you were just saying it because you're a tight end, then it'd be like, well, Randy, I don't know, maybe. No, but you're – it puts everybody in a better position based on what they can do.
Yeah, but
Kyle Pitts is able to do the things that he's good at.
Yes.
And not that other thing.
And it attributes
when Charlie Warner's in the game.
And that's why I said all this is about him, though, about him being productive in what he does. To my Kyle, that you can do that. So you got to put Ray Ray out there and leave Kyle on the sideline or at the wide position. You got Charlie.
Or the amount of times that they were having small receivers have to, like, really hold up in blocks last year where it should have been Kyle or it could have been somebody else. Here's the other thing. All right, so Kyle Pitts' best spot on the field is what? Kyle Pitts is best at what?
Everything outside of what Charlie Warner does.
Charlie Warner is best at what?
Everything that Kyle Pitts is in.
Right.
Yes.
They're perfect.
Yes.
They're perfect to have out there together.
Yeah, we don't want Kyle. Nobody don't want Kyle leading up. Bijan don't want Kyle Pitts leading up in the A-gap against the linebacker.
He'd much rather have Charlie Warner in there. Warner in there. Is Charlie Warner better at that than Kyle Pitts is at his? Because that's the thing. They're both elite at what – well, I don't want to go too far. Hopefully Kyle is. But what Charlie Warner does, he's one of the best at it in football.
Inserts, inverts into – you know, he's great at it. But that's – what you pay him to do. That's what you pay him to do, man.
And then, like, week 6 or 7, when you've used him all these times, because they used 12 personnel 55 plays on Sunday.
Yeah.
Most in the league this year, most in the league in years, by far the most the Falcons have used in a long time. Keep doing that. Week 6, week 7, nobody's even thinking because Charlie's going to slip out.
The biggest thing people want to do about 11
touchdown.
Is 11, you want speed on the field more than anything. Well, hell, Kyle's just as fast as anybody.
Yeah.
And he's bigger.
Yeah, way bigger. Yeah. And his routes have been good early this year. And he seems like he's really, like, really aggressive with the ball in his hand, stiff-arming people, getting extra yards. In terms of the offense, obviously Bijan has been the star so far.
Right.
Game 1, it was receiving the football. Game 2, it was running the football. But I really liked what we've seen from Kyle Pitts. The only thing I would say is throw it to him a little bit more.
Throw it to him more.
Yeah,
and keep him split out wide. West Durham just texted me this about the conversation you have about Pavi. He said loopholes are potentially endless, and that basically NCAA doesn't want to be defended in another lawsuit. So
because they just lose them.
They just lose them all, man.
Loopholes.
And there are other players also.
Oh, that exactly. Because when Pavia won his injunction, that meant other people in the same situation got to jump on board.
Yeah, so. Man, they're going to have what's that, that thing I was laughing about, the 37 and up league?
Those guys are going to be looking for some loopholes.
Yeah, man. Did you see me out there last Saturday at the park?
Well, just think, like, the NIL money goes up every single year, man. Like, it's still, like, the highest ones that we've even heard, which probably aren't even true. Like, Gundy said Oregon spent 40, and people are like, they didn't spend that much. That's still, like, 20% of what an NFL team spends. The NIL money is just going to go up.
Yeah, dog. That's crazy. Hey, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games live every Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All season long for just $30, but starting at $30 a year. That's like $250 a month. ParamountPlus.com/NFL. Get started today. Also, they're bringing back Tulsa King.
Brandon Adams joins us next. We'll talk about that great Georgia win on Saturday over Tennessee. We'll ask him about some loopholes. Maybe he has some eligibility left. Who knows? We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.